I get so many emails like this from people worried about their pension. So let's just look at what the key issues are. This is an individual who's got his invested through a couple of providers. And really, the bottom line is okay, I've recently come across your work and firstly want to say thank you for doing what you're doing. Been asking the question, why are my returns and growth so poor for a while and always been fobbed off? I've now found the courage to do something about it, and this is the case. And this is the way that IFAs, wealth managers, and he's running his pension through an IFA, then they've got Transact and Parmenion. This is the typical responses you'll get. Oh, the markets are volatile. We've got to put your money in a lot of funds. We've put it into lots of funds, but we've got a bit of Japan, a bit of emerging markets, a bit of Europe, a bit of UK, a bit of America. Basically, they've sprayed and prayed the whole lot. So if they did happen by accident, because they're supposed to be clever, get, say, I don't know, a Microsoft, an Apple, Amazon, an Nvidia, Costco, an Adobe, then they will have put in about 0.1% of your money in those, because they've spread it across so many funds. Okay, so you'll be typically expected to receive about 3 to 4% per annum. Right, so that's the first thing. And then when the markets have fallen, like in 2022, they'll make all these excuses that, well, that can happen. We're a bit slow into America, but we'll make up for it because this new 26-year-old manager is really great. That's the typical lines they'll come up with. What they won't tell you is they're not allowed to hold cash, which would have been the best thing to do in 2022, because if they sell all your holdings and only hold cash, you're not going to pay that IFA for a whole year's worth of fees for holding cash. Now, the IFA will come back and say, oh, no, I'm independent. I would give that advice were it to be the case, but nobody foresaw that should be the case in 2022. But should it ever happen in the future, of course, that's exactly what I'd do. It just so happens that I've never needed to do it. Okay, so there's a lot of conflict of interest. They're not going to tell you what's in your interest. And we know there's a lot of conflict of interest because St. James's Place have had to set aside £500 million for the litigation they're about to face from disgruntled clients. They've got 900,000 clients who have been charged fees and not been getting the right advice. So this is part of what happens. Now, one of the things I really liked about this individual, he said, I'm attempting to educate my children on finance in general and investing specifically. Good. I've got a ton of free resources. Have a look at alpeshpatel.com/links. There's a absolute multitude of free resources, everything from videos to books to download that I've written on this subject. I first started writing for the Financial Times in 1999. My Bloomberg show started the same year as well. I've been talking about investing ever since, and then set up the hedge fund in 2004. This is not something I'm new to, and written 18 books on it. In fact, as a visiting fellow in business at Oxford University in 2002, I lectured on behavioral finance and some of these mistakes. And basically, three things: why do fund managers underperform, why do private investors underperform, and what moves stock prices. And actually, the research that I used was the research work from Eugene Fama, Daniel Kahneman, and Richard Thaler. All three economists went on to win the Nobel Prize in economics. Actually, two of those are psychologists, but they won the Nobel Prize in economics independently of each other. In fact, one of them got it in the year in which I was lecturing at Oxford about his work. Anyway, this problem has not got easier over the last 20 odd years. I thought it would have done by now. But as I get these emails, thanks to social media getting this message out to more people, I realize that the pensions crisis for UK is born of several things. First of all, that most of the IFAs, if not all of them, will shove your money into a multitude of funds or fund of funds, which then invest in other funds. I don't care about the 1% fees, because when you're getting 4% and the Nasdaq is up 55% or the S&P 500 is up 25%, the difference between 4 and 25, whether it's 4 or 5, it just doesn't bother me. It's the fact that they're getting it wrong. They can't hold cash, they won't hold cash. They have no means of just thinking for a moment, why don't we just say, for instance, have managed accounts where the individual has their own account as opposed to shove it into funds and make something more bespoke where the individual sees transparently the data, their holdings. What they'll do instead is they'll make sure you've got between 50 to 100 stocks. Well, if 50 to 100 stocks is such a clever number to have, how come Bill Gates and Warren Buffett have most of their money in about eight holdings? If 50 to 100 stocks is the magic number all these fund managers do, why do they do it? The fund managers do it so they can create multitudes of funds charge a multitude of fees and then say you should buy a bit of this, a bit of that, a bit of this, and a bit of that. The massive, massive conflict of interest. The only answer I've ever found, which is why I wrote the books on it and the FT published them and they became international bestsellers, is do it yourself, but you'll need the data and you'll need some of the know-how. But at least the know-how you can get for free from alpeshpatel.com/links. And you can download my international best-selling books as well, which have been reviewed with aplomb, what a word, by hedge fund managers, by Bloomberg employees, by BBC employees, and they're in the jacket. It's on the jacket cover. You can see the reviews, and Financial Times employees, you can see the reviews on there. Anyway, I'm sorry, I'll keep fighting the good fight, and I've written back to this individual concerned with my views on what he should do and the questions he should ask the IFA. Ask the IFA these questions. Why are you putting my money into so many funds which have so many underlying stocks so that if something goes up, I barely make any money? Okay, that's the first thing. Second, how did you do in 2022? Can you hold cash? How much? Can you go all into cash? None of those funds can. Okay, why didn't you do that in 2022? Right, if we know out of every 7 years the markets rise on 5 and fall on 2, how come you're not in cash in those other 2 years, even for part of those years? Because they're not allowed, right? So that's just some of the starting points of the questions to ask them. And ask them this: what's your performance been from 2022 to the end of 2023? That two-year period. They'll never tell you the two-year period. They won't even be able to work it out. Because, and then ask them, okay, over that two-year period, you got me a 0% return. How come last year the NASDAQ was up 55%, the S&P was up 25%? And you've got nowhere near any of those. Those are some interesting questions. Why are you investing, putting my money in FTSE 100 companies when as an index as a whole, it's only gone up 7% since 1999? In total, not annually, in total. I can think of more questions. That's a good starting point. Thank you.